This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So who is this legendary man of plastic you hear about? Well, his name's Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, and he joins us each week, normally from a different location. Captain Ryan, what is it they used to say, 1020, 1040 on the CB radios?
1040.
Yeah, boy, those CB radios, that seems like that was a million years ago, doesn't it?
Might be 1010, huh? Yeah, no, those are two. In fact, most kids say, well, what are they talking about? That was a big deal, though, wasn't it? Driving around, man. Talking on the CDs with all the people. Yeah, that was a fad for a little while, but it was fun. Yeah. A lot of guys met a lot of girls in cars like that.
Well, we can only need to get into all of that kind of stuff. Well, tell me, where are you today and what you got going on?
I'm in Burris. We got a bunch of boats going out today. I think 6 or 7 boats going out. And last 2 days was tough, but before that it was really good. You know, I bet you tied 100 reds a day for a few days. And that front came, and that slowed him down. It got tough. And then yesterday was tough, too, because, you know, it sucked all the water out. The river's at 8, 9. And it's going to stay right there in that range for about another month. You know, 8-something going down in the 7s. But, you know, that's where it starts happening. When it starts dropping below 7, that gets good. So it's all right. You know, I've been wanting to get out on the trout, but I just can't find a minute to do it. I got so much going on.
Yeah.
I'm rebuilding all the decks at the lodge, all the big back deck and the one at my house over here. I don't like it when they get ratty, so got to keep it up. But I still might sneak out and go catch me some speckled trout this morning. Or go hit some catfish. There's a lot of catfish around right now.
And what kind of cats do y'all catch down there? It's primarily the blues, but every now and then I guess a flathead shows up or a channel cat.
We got some flats, but there's a lot of channels. You know, we had some nice big channels yesterday, but it just depends on where you fish them. You know, if you've got places that fish a lot of blues, big blues, and then the canals have a lot of channels in them. But, boy, they had some really nice channels yesterday. So they're right there with the reds. You can catch them both at the same time in a lot of spots. So we'll go hit those. But I got some trout that's pretty secluded away from everything right now. I want to hit them before they leave out this next week or so. They'll be gone, heading out toward the Gulf. So I want to go tell them hello one more time.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, whoever your customers are this weekend is going to have a really nice weekend to get out weather-wise.
Yeah, Sunday evening is coming at us pretty good again. Another squall coming. So I don't know what the week's going to be.
Yeah, but until then, you know, enjoy these 2 days while we got them. Hey, how about a blackberry report? I hadn't got a blackberry report from you yet.
The flowers just were blooming hard last week, so it'll be a little bit, you know, they'll be a little late this year because that snow knocked it back a little bit. But they were blooming hard last week and still all full of blossoms. So I don't see how they could put the berries on, and, you know, they only got, I don't know, 2 weeks. I think it'll be middle of April this year. So just looking at that.
I was up on the old Six Hunting Club lease this week, and they seem a little later than what they've been in the past.
I think that snow did that, you know.
I think it definitely did, yeah.
Yeah, it knocked everything back a bit. All the orange trees are still blooming, except for mine.
What happened to yours?
Nothing. Well, 13 of them died, and then the other ones didn't bloom very well. You know, after that, they were putting on leaves. So I guess they're too busy putting on leaves to put on flowers.
Yeah.
So,
hey, I just got an update on the CB thing. This one says, this must be from an old truck. It said 1020 means your location. What's your 1020?
Right, 1020. That's what I thought it was.
1010 means there's a fight. And 1040 is anybody available for a phone call. So that must have been some of that stuff you were doing. But to me, 1040 means income tax. That's what that means to me.
Oh, God, yeah, that's not even good.
Yeah. Oh, well.
They got a survey going on for the wildlife fishery right now. They sent out the survey.
For the duck hunt, you know, yeah, I completed it. It's pretty lengthy, too. There are a lot of questions they asked.
I haven't seen it yet, but I got the New Orleans Ducks Unlimited guy to give it to me because it wasn't in my email. And so, yeah, we'll get that coastal zone next year, or tidal zone, whatever you want to call it. And hopefully that'll say, because I'm looking at the schedule this week. I can hunt 6 days in January.
Because of the tides. Yeah,
because of the negative tides. And that's pushing two of them, -3. So, yeah, I'll be glad to get that behind us.
Yeah, well, I want to put it out to anybody who sees that in their email box. Don't delete it without checking it out. It's very important. There's a lot of questions about the dates, how many splits, how much time between the splits. It's a pretty extensive survey. It'd be interesting to see the results when they come in.
Yeah, well, the problem is if we have three zones, you can only have two splits. If you have two zones, you can have three splits. So I don't know how they could do it unless they make a north and a south.
That's one of the considerations. And then there was actually another one I saw that was two south zones and one north zone. It was split into three zones like that.
Two south zones.
Yeah, it's kind of like down the middle of the state. You had like an east and west south of the north-south line, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why they have an east and west. I never could figure that out, you know.
It should have been north-south.
It ought to be a coastal zone in a northern zone.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That way, you know, because the coastal zone is definitely different. It's definitely got its own intricacies with the tide, and they don't. You know, they can just, you know, have whatever they want up there because we're really trapped by Mother Nature here. So, yeah. You know, maybe that's – I'll put out right in and see if that'll work.
All right,
never thought about asking for all of it.
Yeah. All right, give them the phone number. Somebody wants to get you. They can find you at Cajun Fishing Adventures if they like to use the Internet and the website. But tell them the phone number if they want to give you a call.
Yeah, they can call me direct at 504-559-5111. And it's going to be a busy year. My duck hunts are mostly booked already. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, they better get in a hurry. Get them in.
Yeah, for sure.
Never too busy to talk. Thank you for the report, Captain Ryan. We appreciate it.
All right, everybody. Appreciate you.
See you. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.